What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Smoochie.
This is Mr. F and Sweet.
And I'm fat as shit, which brings us to our intro. I'm thinking about our fitness challenge. Not everybody is on board, but I was going to present it to the group here.
I'm thinking about fitness dick. I heard.
Fitness this dick.
I like that challenge.
I heard it on the Rogan podcast, and it was on... There's a guy. Have you guys heard of Minds.com? It's a social.
Never heard of it.
No.
It's a social network, a small one, where they don't use your data at all, and they don't sell your data, and everything's private and encrypted, and they're not doing anything crazy on there. It's just like they respect your privacy. So anyway, Rogan had this guy on there because he's a CEO, and he wasn't a very good guest. But one thing he did say was that he and his friends challenged each other to 100 burpees. For 100 days, or 100 burpees every day for 100 days.
That's awesome.
So I thought, and he's like, you felt amazing afterwards. So I was like, I think I can do that. It's going to be shit.
So 100 burpees each day?
Each day, yeah. And I think...
Over the course of 100 days.
Yeah, and so I will do it if at least two of you guys commit.
I have already committed as of...
So that's one.
Yesterday without even knowing this. Yeah. You know, I'm always down to do challenges, and especially if they're fitness challenges. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm the proprietor of the DL Gymming sub channel in our Discord, but I'm never on there. So this is a good
And that's where we can post our like proof or whatever.
Yeah.
There.
Bobby's trying to fix it.
Yeah. He's trying to get away from his fitness goals.
Yeah. This is way of not accepting.
Yeah, that would mess up my routine. But yeah, guys, I'm trying to fix a video. Give me a moment.
Ray, are you not doing it?
No, I'm done.
You down?
Yeah.
Are you going to stick to it?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll post.
Except for today.
Not every day, but we'll post.
Did you know that they added bacon? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll post something on DL Gymming.
Yeah. And we'll definitely invite anybody to participate with us. See, make sure you take a before picture, maybe some after pictures.
Like naked?
No, you don't have to be
in a thong.
In a DLG thong.
Okay, whatever.
Thong.
In a DLG
thong. Get Bobby, you down? DLGaming.net.
Bobby, you down?
No, dude, I got my own workout regimen. Yeah, I can't be doing 100 burpees. I got a whole thing going on here.
How about you just do our thing for a little while? All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Last week, I said I was going to do a commercial for Insidious. We were so drunk, I forgot the whole thing. So hopefully at the end of this episode, I'll do a commercial for Insidious. What?
You did?
No. What?
You were gonna do one?
Last week. Yeah, I was like, I'll do a commercial for Insidious at the end of this episode. And then we were so fucking blasted.
I think we just got up and left, but we didn't even say bye. Yeah.
I remember rolling out of this room. me and him finished a bottle of Jameson with no mixers.
You're kidding me.
With no mixers.
Wow. Poor Bobby.
Within the first half.
You two.
Oh, yeah. He had to put up with racial slurs, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not towards him.
Yeah.
And
I forgot about that.
And then Urban Dictionary, we're gonna dictionary our names at some point because it's funny.
Yeah,
sometimes. I didn't know that was a thing. You could dictionary like your Urban name. Dictionary your own name.
Well, it's like Wikipedia where anybody can update it at any point. Mm-hmm. But also, on Wikipedia, once it's substantiated, it sticks. On Urban Dictionary, there's nothing sticks ever.
Yeah. So
by the minute, it can be updated and changed.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Cricket Soldier.
Take it over,
chat.
Bobby.
Really quick, Cricket Soldier in chat asked if Emilio could sign his DLG thong.
I mean, if you send it to me, I'll throw it in the dumpster fire that's in the backyard.
Yeah, or a DNA signature. Like, just send it back used.
Then he could frame me for several things. That I've probably done.
Like the string's brown.
All right, let's talk about some games here on the radar. So games that have come to our attention this week. You can always recommend these games in our Discord channel. We've got a specific chat channel for that. And Sniper recommended Rise of Industry. This is a game that is already out. You can download the demo. It's $25. Yeah, it just came out February 9th. $25 for the full price here. It's an early access. This is a management economy simulation. At first glance, this looks like so many other games, like nothing special about this. But I went through and read some of the reviews, and a lot of people were saying this game is actually really different. It doesn't fall into a lot of the same traps that some of these other simulation games fall into, where everything just becomes repetitive. There's a lot of just waiting around and waiting for timers to finish. There's a lot of stuff to do, and there's a lot of expansion, a lot of room for progress, like to grow different areas. Because a lot of times with these sim games, eventually you reach a point where you've just achieved everything and there's absolutely nothing left to do. It is in early access, and some people have said in the reviews that, you know, it needs a few more fixes in the bug and glitch department, but it looks like something that could have potential here. Very simplistic graphics here, very polygonal. I don't know. This might be good. $25 is that's taking a chance on a game, though.
Yeah, but if they're fixing a lot of that just wait for no reason stuff, quality of life fixes in games are, it's just like, they're never rewarded. There's no quality of life fixed award, but man, are they appreciated every time somebody does. Apex with their pointing thing, quality of life. Like, you literally don't need mic. I mean, it's nice to have mics, but you don't need mics anymore. Mm-hmm. And it just
made, the ping system. Yeah, I was like, pointing thing.
This isn't in the news, but because you're talking about it, I figure I'll just bring it up. So, did you see that Fortnite, the new season's coming out, and they're talking about implementing, they're entertaining the idea of putting in a ping system and also a resurrection system.
Yeah,
a respawn system.
But this is how it works, guys. Like, everybody Fortnite feeds off of each other.
I just wanted to die.
What, Fortnite?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not, dude, there's not one person on a Discord that plays.
Yeah.
Or if they do play, they put that on fucking silent on fucking Discord.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They don't want anyone to know.
Shameful.
Link accounts, fuck no.
Yeah. But this game, again, is, what was it, Rise of Industry. And the graphics, like the textures of the ground, remind me so much of the original SimCity. Just that polygonal look, mm-hmm. that everything has just got those sharp edges.
Looks like
even the roads.
The crossy road.
Doesn't look bad.
No, I like it. I mean, the graphics like it shouldn't be the selling point of the game.
It looks like a...
But I like that style, though.
Yeah, I do. I mean, when you're playing a sim, you're playing numbers. Who cares about the rest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potential there. All right, next up is Ultra Off-Road Simulator 2019 Alaska. This is recommended by Demented Warlock. This game... Let's just go through the usual stuff here. So this game is on sale right now for $15, usually $20. Came out on the 22nd, so it is out, not early access. And it looks very similar to that game Spin Tires. I don't know if you guys ever played that.
Nope.
But it's kind of a racing game, but not really. And it's got very realistic physics. So you get stuck in mud, you get stuck on mountains, like everything can... It doesn't have the usual video game physics where you can just fly off a ledge and just go sailing through the air and then crash, do a couple rolls, land back on the road, keep driving. Like, it goes for realism.
It's funny because, like, you say that the driving factor here is the physics. And I'm like, yeah, but it looks not so great. But then we're talking a second ago about a simulation game. It just comes down to numbers. You're not there for the graphics. It looks okay.
It looks okay.
But yeah, I guess if you were into this kind of stuff.
Ultra Off-Road Simulator.
There was another game that was like Spin Tires. I can't remember what it was called. Maybe it had mud in the title. But you guys never played that?
Mud Tires.
It was kind of big for a while. Like, Spin Tires was pretty popular when it came out. I remember playing it a little bit. I'm like, nope, not for me. Definitely.
Did you guys
not
know that there was winching competitions? Like, they get themselves stuck on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they winch themselves out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you talked about that a couple times.
Yeah, because I'm amazed by stupidity sometimes. It's just weird that people get together.
What's mog bogging? Isn't that mud bogging?
That's sexual, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Probably not okay for Twitch.
We'll put it on the Urban Dictionary. No, I swear mud bogging.
Mog bog me, baby.
Mud bogging is...
Some 30 or
see? You see?
I think it's a sport of some sort. I wouldn't know. It's not really up my
Everything was going good, and then it brought up mog bogging.
Yeah.
No, I think
How'd you get pink eye? Mod bogging.
Maybe exactly what you're talking about is mud bogging.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Mud bog equals deep mud pit you need to drive through.
Yeah,
exactly what you're talking about. Mud bog.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Even the definition sounds super nasty.
All right. Next up is Deathmark. This was a game that was originally on the PS4, I believe, and is now coming to Steam on April 4th. No price on this one. It looks very anime. This is a adventure. Let's see, a strange rumor is spreading through the shadows of Tokyo's city. A mysterious disfigurement has been appearing on the bodies of certain individuals. Anyone who receives the mark. I hate when they do game descriptions like this. That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, but the reviews are good. 83,
yeah, it's a 90, it's a horror 85. Game. It's a Japanese horror game. Animated, much like...
it's probably a lot like 777, the game that I played where... Maybe you're like the premise of that game was you were trapped in a building and you had to figure out clues. And it was a almost like a talking simulator because you're not really moving around, but you're pointing, clicking around. Mm-hmm. And then you just unravel like different clues and different scenarios. And
there doesn't seem to be any character movement in this, like any animations. It almost looks like a visual novel game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A horror element. So I don't know about this one.
I can't.
Kawaii.
I can't.
Not really feeling
kawaii.
It.
Kawaii.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No shotguns, no heads. Mm-mm. For use with said shotguns.
No. It's probably got titties or something, though.
No, I mean, it's...
it is tagged for sexual content. There you go. Nudity.
I just look at the style. You just know.
If the story is there, it'd be worth it, because if you guys ever played Phoenix Wright or anything like that, you know, it's like point and click, unraveling clues. That was so much fun. I mean, it was more about character development in that game than much of anything else, so... I can see this being interesting.
That's a nice piece of art. I actually really like it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
All right, next we have Vampire Masquerade sequel.
Hasn't been officially announced, but apparently the parent company has been putting things out. So they keep putting out ads for a fake dating site called Tinder, not Tinder. And it's like... It's a dating site where you put your blood type up first, and then I guess vampires get together with you. I don't know.
Oh, but, no one would like me. I have hemoglobin E, and I'm anemic.
Yeah.
Which means...
Yeah. You're like Salisbury steak.
No. I'm like your watered-down coffee, you know? That's in terms of, like, blood.
That's in creamer, too. They haven't come out and said it, but here's... On something like this, okay, so Bloodlines came out in 2004, and they haven't done... So it's one of these things where, like, at this point, you're only getting the name. You're probably not... Yeah, sure, maybe the company is the same, but the people that made the original one are probably not there. Like, you're not going to get... Don't get excited about this until it comes out, and then you see reviews, because just the name alone is what you're getting. That's the way I look at it. Unless like a team starts working on the sequel the day they finish the first one, then you're not going to get something of the same quality.
Well, sometimes some time can pass and people can make a spiritual successor to the game. We've seen that before where they try to reimagine the game and keep everything that made the original game good. Like that can happen, but that's not the vibe I'm getting from this here.
No, but we'll see. I mean, I don't mind like. That sounds like a really good jumping off point. Mm-hmm. Like it's modern day vampires. There's some sort of dating app where like vampires can find hosts that want to be their thralls or whatever.
Well, if you read the article, I think it said that through the app, they're going to select 300 people for an exclusive party at their...
I wouldn't go to that shit.
So Tinder, check it out. I think it says 300 Tinder users will be invited to a private party.
All you have to do
some
is sign
of them
here.
Flown around the world.
What's this about my soul? No, just sign here.
Yeah.
So very little known about this game. No price. No title even. But none of us ever played Bloodlines either. That was Minnie
loved it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's a really good game based on his recommendation.
Yeah, we've all heard good things about it.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps it up for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games we've been playing here. Who wants to go first?
Did we get it? Go ahead, Chi.
Well, yeah, so I wasn't on last week's episode, and before then, I know it was the Apex episode. We talked the crap out of Apex.
Right.
And to be honest, I have two things I've played, really. I sampled Anthem, I think, on Valentine's Day or the day after. Mm-hmm. And I know we could talk about Anthem. I guess we could talk about Anthem first.
Yeah. Okay.
I am not convinced that it's a game for me. And I missed last week's episode, so I don't really know what was said about it. But I played it through the tutorial. Mm-hmm. And then I also played the first quest line. Mm-hmm. And I all I wanted to do was just shut down the game. I even gave away a copy of the game. Yeah. So it was a pretty big like anthem night.
Yeah.
And but I wasn't overly impressed by anything.
Were you playing with anybody or were you by yourself?
I was by myself and I just randomly solo queued to the first thing. So obviously
what class did you go with?
I went with I believe it's the
Ranger Storm.
Not the magical user. Not the big guy, just the more universal run and gun.
That's a Ranger.
Ranger. So I went with the Ranger. And I only unlocked him and it was fun, like, but it wasn't more fun than Apex to me, in my opinion. Didn't want to put time in developing a character. It did remind me a little bit too much of Destiny 2 and I wasn't really big on the flying mechanics, especially with the mouse and keyboard.
They're weird.
Yeah.
They're weird at first. It takes some time, but you get it.
Mm-hmm.
It took me probably the entire demo and I was barely getting it.
Yeah.
And then when I started playing again, I was like back to square zero. But, you know, now I'm pretty good.
I think my biggest thing on this is I am not in the mood for PvE. I felt like a lot of this was just grinding minions that weren't even challenging. Mm-hmm. And then of course, it's only the first quest. I didn't actually go and try to defeat other dungeons or bigger bosses.
I mean, there's not going to be any surprises other than you're right. It's a lot of that. So if you didn't like that, you're probably not going to like it.
Okay.
Personally, I gave it a huge review. Great review. I love it.
Awesome.
I liked it so much. Me and Chad have been playing. We've probably put in like 20 hours this week.
Yeah, that's great.
He's like twice my level now.
Really?
Yeah.
He has time for that?
He makes time when he has to. He's staying up to like 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every night.
I get it.
I lost a lot of sleep this week because of this. I think the difference is, Chi, in a lot of places, not in Ray's case, but in a lot of cases, I think it really comes down to whether or not you had played Destiny and got burnt out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think if I'm really like, what do you call it when you put it through the eyes of yourself? I don't know. I'm like, maybe it's just my own experience. But since I didn't touch Destiny, I'm loving this.
Okay, so I did enjoy Destiny, but I did get burnt out on it. I think I made it to endgame too soon, or they just didn't have enough endgame material.
Yeah.
And this, I feel like I'd be just setting myself up for disappointment again, because just from the first maybe hour or so playing this game, I just felt like there wasn't much appeal beyond what I've felt playing games like Destiny and Andromeda.
So I've played, they came out with a 90-day roadmap recently. And, you know, they say that they're going to fix a lot of the problems that there is right now.
What kind of problems do you see playing?
The biggest one is the load times. A lot of people have problems with the load times.
Yeah.
The thing is like, I have a skewed perspective a little bit because I'm almost always running fours. If I get on, mm-hmm. Hey, I have a podcast. Go get your own, you fucks. People want to play, you know?
That's
right. Almost always have a team of four. So, like, I don't see the load times because I'm just talking, right?
Yeah.
I'm always talking. So that goes well, and it passes faster. I saw this, like, top five list of things Anthem has to play or change right now. And, like, I didn't agree with three of them. And then I will say right now, the biggest problem for me, I did see the end of the content. Like I'm pretty sure that I've seen everything except for the last stronghold.
Really? And only 20 hours?
No, we put 20 hours this week. Probably put in 75 hours or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Probably not that much, but a lot, 40 at least.
Okay.
I haven't seen the last stronghold yet. So there is that, you know, like,
there's harder versions of the stronghold.
Yeah. I play hard. Everything I play on hard, but then there's three levels above hard. So that's going to be replayability.
Okay. So that might be some appeal for
crafting is the biggest problem right now. There's nothing to craft. I have 99 of everything. There's no reason for me to craft anything. Ray, have you crafted anything?
No, not yet, because the mats suck so far. And I destroy everything. Everything I get, I destroy it.
The guns.
Yeah, all the guns.
Which give you mats.
Yeah.
And then you have tons of mats.
Yeah.
But and nothing to make.
Yeah, because when you craft, it's only just all greens and lower level stuff, so I don't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's like the problem in every game. That's the problem in Diablo, World of Warcraft, like crafting just serves very little purpose. I mean, in Warcraft, they've found ways around it, and they've talked about reworking the whole system. But for the most part, you aren't going to ever craft anything that's really good.
Like, if Masterwork is right after Purple, right? So it goes white, green, blue, purple, brown, and then there's another level after Epic or Legendary, which is yellow, I think. But anyway, like, if they use 99 fucking epics to make one Masterwork, mm-hmm. I would do it. But it doesn't even give you the option. So,
do we have to? I don't remember if are there like crafting recipes or whatever, or like,
yeah, you have to unlock them. But like, you pick them up and you never even notice. So one of the complaints was that you can't see what you pick up when you pick it up. You're just picking up these gems. Mm-hmm. I like that because I like going home and then looking at all my shit.
Yeah.
But then when you're playing online with four people and you're like, oh, I don't know, man. Let me look at my two sniper rifles. I got to figure out which one is better. And then the rest of the team is getting killed because somebody's comparing their shit live. I like that everything happens back at home, but that was one of the things. Okay. Anyway, I'm still having a really good time. I think it's hovering around 65 Metacritic. Ooh. I don't know what. I don't get it. I'm playing a lot with like about 6 to 8 different people, and everybody likes it except Flying Hawaiian. He's not convinced. And Lab Monkey, I think he...
Admiral Beef, too.
What, did he play it?
Yeah, he finally did.
Oh.
And that's, I honestly, that's how I feel. I know it's not bad. I played it, I enjoyed it well enough, but I'm not convinced that it's worth investing any more time into it, only because I... from the get-go didn't see any unique formula about it that would make me want to come back and be like, okay, I need a hit end game. I want to see these big raid bosses. Potentially, I think because you do have a rotating network of friends, that's the biggest appeal to the game for me for this, I guess, would be hanging out with friends and going through the dungeons. That's half the fun in it.
Right.
But the actual content of the game, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too addicted to Apex, and that's so close to the truth. I'm losing sleep over
it. That's the thing.
I've been losing sleep over Apex. People are like, Chi, why are you still on? Chi, oh my God, you're still on. I'm like, Chi, you've been streaming 8 hours. Like, turn the game off. I'm like, no, I can't. I called into work. I'm not going into work. I'm playing Apex. So
last week I said that I was going to fight Fastidious over his comments, and this week it did no difference. Like, first of all, he's playing a lot. Fast is like...
of Anthem.
He wants to go to Epic 3 or whatever the last Epic. What is it? It's not Epic. What is that? Mm-hmm. Those three after Hard.
I forgot, man.
So yeah, something. We're not there yet. But he says that there's nothing that Destiny didn't have. So basically, you're hiding behind things, cover, then you come out and you shoot. And he's like, you never fly, you never do anything because a sniper will take you out in one shot on Hard or... whatever Epic one, and I that's not the case. Like, playing as a Colossus, like, I'm tanking, I'm taunting, I'm shielding, I'm holding aggro is for 2 seconds, but I'm holding aggro. Yeah. Like, I'm flying over to my teammates that are down, I'm putting up my shield, I'm shielding for other people that are helping other people up, I'm waiting for my ultimate to go off to heal me up. It's just like, I feel like there's so many mechanics that he's not talking about.
It's because it did happen in the beginning. Like, remember when we played the first Stronghold and we played on Hard? The moment we get, like, move away from a rock, we just get one-shot it.
Yeah.
Like, and then the last time I did it and it was on Hard, I wasn't getting one-shot anymore. But, like, I was taking a lot of damage, but I wasn't getting one-shot it.
I guess your gear has to come up with your skill.
Yeah.
Your gear and skill combo, and then that makes good gameplay. So maybe the mix is, like, not there, but I don't know. I'm having a good time.
How's the questing in this game?
It's good if you play it on your own. Mm-hmm. It sucks if you play with your friends.
What does that mean?
You get cutscenes. So we'll all be together, and then like, oh, okay, everyone go out and get missions. So we go out and get quests, and then they'll be like, oh, Ray, hurry up. Hold up, do cutscene.
Hold up. Oh, that's awkward.
5 minutes, like 5 minutes later. done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How awkward.
So I do all my single player stuff. Now if I have four people, we go strongholds. That's it. Those are raids.
Those are like the dungeons.
There's three dungeons, and I have access to two. I'm close to getting the third one. I'm having fun. This is my shit.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I feel like if this I feel like it just came out a little bit too shortly after Apex, and I'm still on that Apex hype train. Cool. I'm obsessed with the game. I'm level 60 now, I think, 60 something, probably 60.
At out least of 90, 60. Right?
No, out of 100.
90? Oh, 100.
100. And I've actually played with somebody who hit 100. And by now, I know most of the people that I play with have hit 100. So I think it's more so because it's a free-to-play game. I actually, the unique thing about Apex is that I always learn something new whenever I'm playing, and it gives me a little bit more of an edge the next time I play,
yeah.
I feel like. And then on top of that, it's the only game that I don't mind solo queuing. That's so weird coming from me.
Because of the pinging system.
The pinging system.
People are trying.
People, they do try. The toxicity for me isn't so bad.
The way the game is designed, it benefits you to be a team player in that game.
Yeah.
It's very smartly done. Rather than just saying, hey, guys, like, rather than telling people, like, hey, it's better if you play together as a team, like games have been doing for the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, this game actually is built in a way where it benefits me to benefit you, my teammate.
Like, naturally makes it easier, especially with the jumping out of the airplane and one person is a jump master and guiding the whole team in a direction. Like, you have to try really hard to
I've been with
all of those different types of
Apex Legends. They'll be an asshole.
But I've been with those people that drop immediately if you know if you pick their character. I've been with people who just simply crash out. Like that's happened quite often. I've queued with somebody who just like every single time we tried to start up a game, it would crash at the same time. So I would be stuck in a 2-man team. But even then, these games, when you hit champion, it's only about 20-some minutes. If you make it to all the way to the end, it's so quick to just re-queue.
Games are going off like that.
I love Apex Legends for the fact that these 3-man squads, and then just like how quickly you can jump back into a game, like no wait time at all when you start a match, as long as the servers are in good condition.
I personally love the fact that you can't go 1 or 4 or 2. Like, it's all 3.
3-man squad, no matter
that's
what.
It.
And then it's and then I can take the game at different intensities. So I could be highly competitive if I'm playing with my friends, or if I'm just, sometimes I'm just like, I can't play with friends right now. I need a solo queue so I don't take my teammates seriously. Like, I'll just go in and accept whatever happens.
By the way, I respect that you're playing, what's his name? The gas guy.
Oh, Caustic?
Yeah, Caustic, because nobody plays him. And I want to play him. Like, I want him to be my main, but I haven't played enough to really.
I heard there's something they need to fix with the robot. He's got a bigger hitbox than the rest of them.
It's like up here.
And he's the skinniest one.
And, through the legs.
You can shoot. Chappy.
Yeah.
You should be, like, between the legs so you can still hit him. And then, yeah, it's like this much higher over the head. You still headshot.
Bobby.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of fixes.
Did you play this week?
No, I barely played anything this week.
Oh, great.
I played very little. The only thing that I played was a little bit of Trine 3. I've been really in the mood for puzzle games lately and maybe point-and-click adventures. I might finish Deponia Doomsday, but that's really all I feel like I can handle right now. But I did check out one new thing, Nitro Type.
Great.
Nitro Type?
Sounds fascinating.
Nitro Type. Get ready, guys.
I can't wait for this.
All right. So I was at work and I was helping someone in the typing class with something, and I noticed a bunch of kids playing these games. Playing this game Nitro Type.
Oh, I played something like this.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, just some other, you know, just one of those like typing games that they have online. Usually those are pretty chintzy, right?
Yeah.
I took a look at this one and it's actually pretty well fleshed out. So, I mean, for a game like this, I mean, yeah, this is not.
I bought Typing of the Dead so that I could learn to type, but like, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
Miss Mavis
and
teaches typing.
And with like Typing of the Dead, this game kind of is a little too lenient on mistakes, I think. But what it is you and let's just go to race here right now. So me, and it'll probably line me up with some bots, but eventually you start going against other players and you race against them by typing out whatever's down here. You have little nitros where you can skip a word.
The advertising. Yeah. The advertising on the walls. One just said tacos. Nobody's selling them. Nobody's.
Yeah, they do have ads. So, I mean, obviously this game is free, but yeah, you race against them. And then like, as you race, you, there's a progression system. You level up, you get access to more cars. You have a garage where you can store your cars.
That's how impressive. Far did you take this?
You can get paint jobs.
How far this rabbit hole? How deep is this rabbit hole, Bobby?
I'm at 200 words per minute, bitch.
All right. This is amazing.
Let me show you,
kids.
let me show you the dealership here.
Dealership Discord app. With the students.
It's like Hot Wheels. It's like Hot Wheels meets.
Yeah, they're
like
little Hot Wheels cars. So. I'm only at like level 8 or so, but I want to get to level 10 because that's where the 350Z is.
Yeah,
so I want my car. Yeah, there it is. And of course they have funny names. So the Niza 350X right there. So there's
Porch
my car.
Spider.
I'm gonna give it a job like mine.
But are you getting more speed per word on the faster cars? Is that how that
works? Do you
feel
yourself becoming a better typer?
It's purely aesthetic. I realized how bad I am at typing now because I used to do 10 minutes of typing every day. This is like maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
What's a WPM average?
I don't know. Like it depends. Like I do like 5 minute typing tests. So the average on that is going to be a lot lower. If you do like a 1 minute typing test, like, yeah I can break 100 words, no problem. But like if you go for 5 minutes and they throw you some curveballs, like if there's like a, you know, a fucking hashtag and ampersand and all that stuff and, lots of different things that throw you off, then it's going to slow you down. But you can also make teams on this. So DLG team, just throwing it out there. DLG racing team, they got achievements. Like,
oh, they were clamoring.
Who do you think would be the quickest typer? Like, who out there can show us your WPM?
Who, I feel like somebody like Jens, who is only in school for the rest of his life. Like, he just, that's all he does. Or Sniper types a lot. Who else?
I think I'm averaging around between 80 and 90. So
when was the last time that you typed?
I actually played a game similar to this, but it was more flash and not fast.
Go, go, go,
no, I'm not going to race
go.
Right now. I can't. This is
going.
Too much
no, it's happening.
I'm holding in a piss right now. I can't get too excited. I'm holding in a piss.
Come on.
No.
You want to see?
They say that's good for your concentration.
I can't get excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Holding in a piss.
Oh, man. I wanted to see.
Can't play Nitro type.
I only get excited when I let a piss fly. It's funny.
So this game is obviously free, but for $10, you can buy in.
What?
Yeah, they got the upsell, dude. Of course. Of course they got the upsell. You can become a gold member for $10 and you get a whole bunch of money. You get an exclusive car, the Excelsior. The ads go away.
No more tacos.
Cash per race. Lifetime account upgrade. Yeah, so, I mean, they have an upsell there. But I don't know. Yeah, this game is, like, dumb, but I was surprised. Because, dude, typing games that I used to play were nothing like this.
Yeah,
of course.
Like, this is like, holy shit, man. Like, this is what kids are messing with. Like wow, learning is fun these days. Yeah. So, yeah, that's
Laconia
what I did.
Says, hello, hello. Did I miss the anthem apologist go off? Fucking asshole.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah, if anyone wants to start a DLG team, Robert Digital, check.
Oh, my goodness.
Look for me.
Bobby.
You can send invites to people, too. Like, if you race with someone
by
who's
the way, this
good.
Is a web browser game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we don't discriminate.
That's great.
No, I'm just saying it's not on Steam. Don't look for him there. Yeah. Or Epic that gives away games that decided not to give this game away.
Yeah. Well, they did. You know, Epic finally, I did want to remind people that Thimbleweed Park is now the free game on Epic. If you're the person who enjoys point-and-click adventures, this is one of the best point-and-click, probably the best point-and-click adventure game ever
available.
Made. Really? Ever made in history, man.
Like game of the year, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it took like everything that we loved about the 90s, but modernized it in all the right ways. Like, yeah, this Thimbleweed Park is the best point-and-click adventure game ever. And the next game that they have coming up is Slime Rancher, which I got strangely addicted to a couple years ago. Me and Chad.
I can see
same,
that.
Same developer? Is that what you mean?
No, different developer. But that's Slime Rancher is the next free game that Epic's going to be given.
Oh,
I would jump on Slime Rancher because it probably reminds me of
my Slime Rancher.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a raising chow chows.
Sounds familiar.
In Sonic's Adventure, do you remember that?
I feel
the
Chow
Chows?
Yeah, the Chow Chows.
I remember I used to have them on the Dreamcast, and there was like a little, the memory card had a screen. Do you remember that from the Dreamcast?
Oh, yeah.
And you had a little Chow Chow pet.
It's funny.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
We have like four female listeners, and if one of them was developing a crush on you, it's gone now after talking
to whatever the fucking Jack. No, he's got the Chow Chow maternal instinct. He's like, he just name dropped Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi or puss?
No. Whoa. Tamagotchi or pussy. That's pretty good. I like it. I said Tamagotchis are for pussies to make up for that comment earlier, but
no,
you made it way better.
I remember about 2 months ago, you were like, my time at Porsche is going live. I can't wait to get into it, but you didn't, huh?
No, because of Apex. But there was almost one moment where I was
there was almost one moment.
I was so stressed out from Apex. I was like, I'm either try hard level or don't give a fuck level, but most of the time it's try hard level, so I get really stressed out, very aggravated, and it's mostly almost like self-inflicted, like I'm hard on myself the most.
I saw you Mozambique some bitches, dude.
Oh, and like there are times
I saw your clips.
Honestly, there are some plays.
Isn't
like
that
there's
the worst gun?
I had like a 5-kill streak.
It's like the worst gun.
Yeah.
I had like a, you know, squad sometimes when they hear a gunfight, they're like, oh yeah, let's third party this. I didn't stream it, but I got like a really sick like 5-kill streak. And then, like, when I'm playing with randoms, and of course when I'm playing with randoms, not when I'm playing with my friends, they probably would have stolen my kills.
At least you have video proof.
But I don't, no, because I didn't stream when I do this. I'm like, of course
sure
I'm not
you
streaming.
Did, Chi. Of course I'm not. I just went from support to not so much.
But
it was
weird.
Actually 10 kills,
you know,
guys.
What I like about, you know what I like about Origin? I love that I'm making new friends. I'm actually finding people that I
think it's just easier. You're a girl. They always add you.
Well, no, if you're really,
I know I do.
If you're good at the game too.
Oh, that helps too.
If you're good at the game too.
Yeah.
Like, and like you get like people whenever I'm queued with randoms and we actually get champion, they're always interested in adding me to their friends list.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because I'll play with those people. It's not just like, okay, I'll let you on my friends list, but I'll actually play with those people and understand their dynamic. I love being the third in a 2-man queue, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Sure.
And so like I kind of understand their dynamic. It's like, okay,
threesomes.
I gotta, yeah.
The devil threesome.
Someone got your puss.
Oh my god. Stop. Okay, I can't hold in that piss anymore. I'm gonna go. No. I'll be right back.
So, Bobby, typing games for adolescents. Go on.
No, that was pretty much it, man. NitroType.com. Check it out. DLG racing team.
I'm on it.
Days of Thunder. Tom Cruise.
And the fastest Irish guy, huh? Gets an award.
Oh, the Serpent Eye, Septic Eye.
Is that his name?
Jack Septic Eye. Yeah. Serpent Eye. Yeah,
out of all the accents in the world, I find the Irish the
most. The Irish?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's the most endearing, great sounding one.
I have a really good Irish story. No, never mind. Continue.
Who played Axiom Verge?
I did. Fastidious was jumping up and yelling about how good this was, and it's better than Binding of Isaac. And
well, this was the last game that was free on Epic Launcher.
Yeah, and that's why I played it, and that's why I downloaded it. I can see why people would really like it. It's rated really well. It's basically a clone of Super Metroid for the Super NES. That's what it is.
Randomized?
Not randomized. It's a straight up Metroidvania. Oh. And everything's in its point. And, you know, I played it for about an hour, hour and a half. And I was like, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for going back through the environments I've already gone through. You actually have to push the button every time you want to shoot a bullet. Like, you have to spam. And I was just like, no.
That doesn't change per gun?
No, most of them were, there were some charge guns, but like at least 3 of the 5 guns that I had to actually spam the button. I was like, okay, well, there's that. It's a play on nostalgia. If you're a big nostalgia person, this is going to play right into you, but that doesn't affect me. Like, I don't feel nostalgia. So, like, they even have the pixel blocks that would like phase in and out because your cartridge was twitching. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They put it into the code just so it can make you feel like you're playing Super Metroid more. And so since I'm nostalgia free, it's just, I get it, man. It's not for me.
No, I think some of these games too. I mean, they do have the nostalgic appeal for people who have played them, but for people who never played Metroid as a kid, I mean, those are still good games. Super Metroid's still an awesome game.
Right.
So I think if a kid today who had never played any of that were to go play a game like this, they'd probably still enjoy it.
I realized I wasn't a Metroid fan when the new one came out on like the 3DS.
Is that Prime?
I don't know. No, it's something else, another name. And I bought it just, you know, day one just to try it out because I just got the 3DS, like XL or whatever it's called. And then I thought it was the first game I got. And then I played for like 10 minutes and then I just put the game away and I regretted spending $50 on a game because I couldn't return it.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say Metroidvanias are bad, but this it's just too antiquated for me. I don't like them playing into older stuff. You should be moving forward, not moving back. And I stuck around so I could... I'm not reviewing Wargroove. I only played it for about an hour and a half. Hour, maybe. It's so funny, Bobby, because like, I kept saying, oh, this is like Ogre Battle, and this is like Advance Wars, and these couple of games that have like... They're the only one of the genre. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing it. And I was like, I don't know if it is. It's been 20 years since I played fucking Ogre Battle. I don't, like, it looks like it, but that's it. I don't know if the battle, the way the battle goes down is the same. So it is different. So it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It's 8-bit, it's 16-bit graphics, 64-bit graphics.
It looks like tactics.
It looks like tactics, yes, but it's not a tactics game. It's more about positioning. It's all about positioning and when you attack. So the weaker your unit is, the less damage it does. So if you, obviously that gives a lot of potential to the attacker. If you attack first, the retaliation isn't going to be that bad. So it's more about positioning, making sure that you attack at the right time, stuff like that. I lost the fourth battle. I thought I was still in the tutorial and I lost and I was like, what the fuck just happened? I was pissed. But I'm enjoying it. I like it. It takes you way back to like PS1 days or something like that. But everything's up to date. Like it's running great. The graphics aren't the best pixel graphics I've seen, but the animation of the pixels, the way the characters move, looks very fluid. Like just hitting that guy hitting the hammer, like just the way that the pixels are moving.
You build? You build in the game?
I don't know yet. I'm only on the fourth mission. Probably. I imagine that you probably build up your army even more. I'm enjoying it so far, but I'm not going to give it a go buy it for $20 yet. More on this next week. Although I'm playing Anthem a lot.
This game looks super adorable. And I know you say it's not very like tactics, but if it is position based and you get to build up an army, that seems.
Maybe it's like.
Yeah. So, like, when. Yes, exactly. So, when you're. So, tactics, right? You have like this chess board and you're attacking each other on this chess board. But on this, when you're on a chess board, but if one character is attacks more, the other, it goes into that mini screen.
So is it more like Breath of Fire? I think Breath of Fire did that.
I don't know.
Where it goes into like a more like
I would say Advance Wars.
Yeah, I think it's like Advance Wars.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. But I don't remember the combat in that or Ogre Battle. So I think it's right. Basically, if you go into the fight correct, like with the right numbers, you're going to win. Mm-hmm. There's no random. Like if you do it right, you're going to do 60%, they're going to do 20%, and then that's how it goes.
Okay.
So there is a strategy to it, but it's a different kind of strategy. It's not like Final Fantasy strategy where I got to use the right spell at the right time. This is basically attack at the right time or defend at the right time. And I like it. I like the way it's playing out, and the animations are great.
Awesome.
Cool. Time for news?
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to go pee.
Okay, first up, man, this is some sad news here. I'll do the other stuff. I'll skip that one. We'll come back to it so we can have everyone on it. All right, so Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy release date. So this is a movie that Ryan Reynolds is going to be doing, and I just wanted to read the plot that they have so far of it. Movie's called Free Guy. In Free Guy, A bank teller stuck in his routine discovers he's a background character in a rather brutal open world action adventure video game, and he is the only one capable of saving his world. He'll get the help of an avatar played by Comer, whose name is Molotov Girl. In the real world, she is a mousy programmer who actually created the game but was devastated when it was stolen from her. Does this sound horrible to anybody else?
It wouldn't make sense to anybody who isn't a gamer. Like, the premise of that, it seemed confusing to me. Mm-hmm. So he...
I want to watch it.
Basically, this programmer made this guy...
Made a game.
And he's in the game.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds is going to be a guy who's just living a routine life. Then he finds out he's just an NPC.
He's an NPC,
in a game. Yeah, and then he's got to break out of that to save the world. He contacts the creator of the world outside the game somehow, and... I don't know.
Is this kind of like that one Netflix movie, that the Choose Your Own Destiny movie?
The Black Mirror?
Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch, yeah. Because the part in that movie, you get to reveal yourself as Netflix, mm-hmm. and there's a scene that pulls you out, and it's the one of the...
Well, that's a sci-fi suspense movie, though, right?
Yeah,
this is an action comedy.
Okay.
So it's probably, of course, it's got Ryan Reynolds, who's good for those types of movies. But I don't know. This seems like a bit of a stretch to me. It seems like one of those games that people who don't really understand video games would make, but well, I guess we'll see.
I think, I don't know. It looks, it might be
Ryan
cool.
Ryan Reynolds, though.
I know. He's hilarious. And
did you guys see that one recently with Matthew McConaughey? I don't want to spoil anything.
No,
I'm just wondering. What was that? It was something split. I can see the cover right now. Matthew McConaughey, not his wife. I can autocomplete. All right. What was that last movie he did? It wasn't very good. It's already been spoiled for me.
Magic Mike?
Serenity.
Magic Mike. Oh.
Yeah.
Good movie, too.
Serenity. But this one, I'm not going to say much about it, but it is tied in with video games. And I think anytime you do that in a movie, there's always just this level of unbelievableness to it. If you play games, it's like one of those things. Like if I ever see schools or teachers or education portrayed in movies or TV, I'm just like, nope, that's not right. That's wrong. That's dumb. That would never happen. Like, you know, you figure out all the little imperfections of it. So as a gamer, when we watch these movies that kind of, I don't know. It's almost like they appropriate gaming. It just doesn't add up. I don't know. That movie, aside from that, was pretty bad. But
it still sounds kind of cool. Like the way Beef put it, you're an NPC in Grand Theft Auto, and then you're like the guy in the freaking, at the bank, I guess. And then you just realize, oh shit, I'm in a video game.
It's almost like the Matrix.
And then you see how it plays out. That sounds cool.
Basically, Molotov Girl is going to unplug him once mm-hmm. he takes the red pill, and they're just using video games as the outline instead of, you know, the Matrix.
Video games are
I concur.
Emilio just sits back down, doesn't hear any of the conversation, but he's like, yes, I concur.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan Reynolds is, he's made some interesting choices recently. He was Pokemon in that Pokemon movie. Are not Pokemon.
He's Pokemon. Pikachu. He's Pikachu. He is Pokemon.
Pokemon, Pikachu. Look, man, I don't know that stuff.
What?
Didn't we do this on air a couple weeks ago where I tried to name as many Pokemon?
Yeah. Like,
wow.
And you got Pikachu and that was it.
No, I got like three of them.
I think Venusaur, you were trying to say Venusaur and Blastoise.
No, I got Squirtle.
The squirting one.
I forgot about Blastoise. There's Pikachu. And there's one other one that I got. I got three. That's how many Pokemon I can name.
It's Tamagotchi Puss one. Just kidding.
Tamagotchi Puss.
Oh, God, the Lincoln commercials. Yeah, let's not bring that up.
You got to name this episode Tamagotchi Puss.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right, next up. All right, so here's the real news, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo of America's president, or the CEO, Reggie Fils-Aimé, is retiring. This is a bummer, man. I don't know how well everybody knows him, because it's not, you know, it's a PC gaming podcast, but we do talk about Nintendo quite a bit. But he was a really likable figure, especially for such a higher-up character, somebody who really crossed everyone as an actual, maybe not gamer, like a, you know, like a gamer.
A CEO that cared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he cared. And, you know, he was part of the community. There was all these memes about him. Mm-hmm. And he was a really good sport about
positive,
all that.
Positive memes, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were always good.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about this.
Like, how other...
That,
yeah.
How many other CEOs are loved? Like, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, that's
dude.
It's very that's rare.
Because he was very involved with his fans.
Yeah. He was very involved. He was very down to earth. You know, there's some...
Like, he would make those videos whenever some game was coming out or before, like, their little press release at E3. And then he would just be, like, the butt of the joke. And it was just funny. Like, you know, people love that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put it out there. If you look like my big toe, you can still be CEO of Nintendo. No?
No.
Dude,
are you calling him ugly?
Yeah.
That's rude, Emilio.
But he is.
What?
What?
I don't know, man. I think your toes are prettier.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks for the save, buddy. I was drowning.
Reggie. Oh, let's mute that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. He looks like a normal guy. But, yeah, that's a bummer. So in his place is going to be a guy from marketing whose name is – his last name is Bowser. What's his full name? Yeah, no kidding.
Is that true?
Yeah, dude, I'm dead serious here. Yeah, Doug Bowser is now going to be the CEO.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Taking over.
That's what they're doing the Team Bowser thing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It seems like a troll.
Well, I mean, even though this is the first time hearing of this Doug Bowser guy, he was kind of a popular personality in the Nintendo community. I mean, partly because of his name, but he's a big guy up in the marketing department. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, ooh, marketing. I don't know about that. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Nintendo just seems to be making, like, really
not
smart.
Not Bouncer. Bowser.
But Nintendo just seems to be a good company compared to everything else going on right now. You know, last week we talked about Bobby Kotick and we talked about, you know, how much money that guy is worth, like a ridiculous amount. And, you know, whenever you type in a celebrity's name, like one of the first things that comes up in autocomplete is net worth. And I never looked at that. Like, that's just, I think it was just my upbringing. You don't inquire about people's personal finances. So I was just like, I always felt dirty looking at like how much somebody is worth online. So I never did it before until this whole Bobby Kotick thing has, because then I'm like, this guy's worth $7 billion. Who's the highest paid actor, or who has the highest network actor in the world? Guess who it is, by the way.
Actor. The Rock.
No,
I thought it was a female.
Highest net worth. I'll give you a hint.
Highest net worth.
Yeah, highest
net worth.
Highest paid or highest net worth?
Brad Pitt was. He's like top 10, but I'll give you a hint. 90s sitcoms were like the heyday for actors.
Jennifer Aniston.
The female.
No.
Not a female?
90s sitcoms. Chat, help me out here.
I don't know. 90s sitcoms. Oh, Seinfeld.
There
Seinfeld.
We go.
Seinfeld.
Beef just barely beat you.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. $860 million net worth. Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
And we talked about Spielberg. He's about 3.7
billion. What's the deal with shoelaces?
Yeah. But, okay, so comparison, guess how much Reggie's worth?
I don't know.
He's a COO, not CEO, so he's like a step down, but still COO.
It's probably worth $500 million.
But he's the president of Nintendo of America, too.
Yeah.
$500 million.
$500 million? Any other guesses?
I don't know.
$1.2 billion.
$40 million.
Why?
Because it's Nintendo, man. They don't pay there.
Based in Japan. Yeah.
Yeah, even though he's like the American, he's the COO,
that's so
the president,
little.
But he's like, you know, in charge of the whole American part of it, I suppose. Yeah. But
right.
Would you pay more for that face?
He seems super young.
you were just saying that was me. Maybe he was a better lucky guy. He'd get more money.
He seems so young to be retiring. Like, maybe they had a contractual dispute. Like, I'm worth this much. And they're like, no, you're not.
Maybe he has like some side money, some side hustle. Maybe
going
to another
company. The reasons he gave in the article was he was going to be spending more time with his family. Dude, if I was like $40 million, I'd be like, yeah, I'll cash out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's really weird, but for me, like, the older I get, the more my priorities shift from money to just like being happy in other ways. Like, in my 20s, I was just like, I need to make as much money as possible. Money equals happiness. But like, the older I get, the less important that is for me. So I don't know. Maybe this guy is in his 40s or 50s. Maybe he's just like, yeah, fuck it. Cash out. Got a house. Got everything I want.
Yeah, plus he has investments and stuff. So he's still going to be making money. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
Don't you think doing anything long enough, you'll get bored of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything becomes a job at some point. It becomes work. But what I like about this, too, so this is written by Jason Schreier, author of Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, that book I read a while ago. And he's been writing for Kotaku, and I really do like his articles. And what I love about it also is, like, people will comment in the comment section, and he will reply with more information. Like, he'll call people out on anything he feels is not correct. Because there's a part of this article where he's talking about how he saw Reggie at, like, some convention, and he was on the show floor just playing one of the games, just, like, with everybody else, just like a regular guy. And someone in the comments was just like, oh, wow, big deal. A guy goes down and plays a game at a convention. And he's like, and then Jason replied to that saying, like, 95% of CEOs will never do that. Plus, I looked on his system. He had, like, a save with, like, 100-plus hours in this, I don't know, Nintendo game. Mm. So, like, the guy...
He was a real gamer.
He was a gamer.
That's a real gamer.
You know, like, you think Bobby Kotick plays games? Probably not. Okay, moving on. Square Enix. Okay, this one's for you, Chi. Square Enix launches real-life Final Fantasy XIV wedding service. Check this out.
No way. That's so cool. So you could be a Mikote?
So you can, sure. I don't know.
Yes, of course.
That's why this is for you.
Yeah. So couples in Japan will soon be able to replicate Final Fantasy XIV's in-game weddings called Ceremonies of Eternal Bonding in real life, thanks to a new service launched by Square Enix and wedding planning company Bridal Hearts. So Square game developer teams up with wedding planning company to recreate weddings in the game for fans.
I think this is adorable.
It's cute.
I think it's really cute because, playing video games and meeting people online can spawn real-ass fucking love. And it's so cute.
Real-ass fucking love, bitches. If you don't know what that means, it's when you care about somebody, but you also want to fuck them up. Real-ass fucking love, bitches. She's so red.
It's not fake ass fucking love. Yeah. That's the other kind of love.
Not to be fake ass.
Forget sliding into your DMs, like sliding into your purple text, you know, like back in the day, those / whispers. Yeah. It was always like purple text, I feel like, or something like that.
Let me go in your Ventrilo channel, girl. What's up? MIRC, what's up?
Your code name. What's your port, though?
I played Final Fantasy XI, and I think I used to joke about how that was like one of the first MMOs that had official wedding ceremonies for people in game. And I never got married in Final Fantasy XI. And I've witnessed, not from a character, like standing, but I watched a wedding ceremony on someone's stream in Final Fantasy XIV. And it's fun. It's beautiful. Like, people just line up. They dress up. They, you know.
I love her dress.
There's a lot
which
of,
is
yeah.
beautiful dress.
There's, like, these little, little emotes and everything else. And it's, I think it's a beautiful thing.
I mean, yeah, it's so
especially
pretty.
If you guys, like,
wow.
met through an MMO.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how do you meet your soulmate? Like, it's not going to be on the cereal, like, technically.
A lot
could be
of drugs.
Bumble, Tinder, you know,
all
mutual friends. Like, if you met in an online realm, by all means, why not translate that into reality? Because, mm-hmm. you know, reality is if you're in love, like, why not embrace the fact
that
you
met? Oh, it's sweet.
It's like a very extravagant wedding, too. Like,
Bobby, it looks like one screen.
That's actually. It? You get married on a stage and there's a screen behind you.
That's what I'm seeing.
And so they give you
these are the pictures from the mock
stick.
Wedding.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look at this. Look at the floral arrangements there. Look at the fucking bridal bouquet.
This is a bad investment because people in Japan aren't having babies.
How much is
married.
It?
I don't think they have a price. Yeah, this is the mock wedding they held on February 14th. You can check out pictures of it. What's the white dude? Is that a Mogwai? What are those
guys?
No,
that's
a Moogle.
Yeah.
No. Is it a Moogle?
Yeah, it is a Moogle.
Mog.
Or maybe they have a different name, some type of Mog, yeah. But Moogle.
That's where Moogles.
Yeah, Moogles.
But then it's also like Harry Potter.
And they say like Koopa and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Moogle.
Finally fantasy.
I love it.
But I think they have a different name maybe in Final Fantasy XIV.
Mog was the name of the guy in Final Fantasy III, I think.
Yeah, but they're Moogles.
It's a Moogle.
Yeah.
Moogle.
M-O-O-G-L.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a Mog. Final Fantasy Mog was the original, and then they're called Moogles, right?
Yeah, see, I thought Mog was the name of the guy.
So I think that's the name of the guy.
If we don't move on, I'm going to walk out of this room.
Don't you want to get married there with Sam? Because like
I think it's so cute. And,
hey, Final Fantasy 14 is free to play now. So you can start playing it, and then you fall in love with the game. And then you can make Sam play it. And then you guys like, oh my God, it was so cute.
No. Well, the, like thing about, hair, the thing about Final Fantasy 14, I don't know
and
if
the
you
dress
guys
is awesome.
And you get that sword. That's fucking badass.
The thing about Final Fantasy 14
to hold one picture,
dude, it's probably super expensive. They have to give you that fucking sword.
Final Fantasy 14 definitely brought out more of the like Second Life.
$31,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It brought out like more of the Second Life type of social community. Because you have these, you could have your own home in the game. You could build up the home. You kind of like, once you hit a certain end game, you kind of have to create like your, you know, your own fun. So it's a lot of role playing.
But do you guys all remember with WoW when they had a funeral and then these guys just came over and raided it and murdered everyone? Mm-hmm. It was so cool.
Oh my God.
Can we do that?
Back in the days of PvP servers.
That was the best.
Yeah, we can do it. They're very little people, the Japanese. We can raid their weddings.
Slap them. Hey.
Not right. Okay.
No video games and weddings. No.
Give me that sword.
All right. Fallout 76 2019 roadmap includes a new main quest line and legendary abilities.
Oh.
I think we can stop there.
Wait a second. Go ahead. Why wasn't this a part of the initial launch?
Because that's not how games are made today. Yeah. You just throw that shit out there. You see what people complain about, and then
you just piss everyone off first.
Yeah.
And all it's like true fans, and they all leave the game, and then just little by little bring them back in.
So their mistake was not putting early access in the title when they launched.
Pretty much.
A 76?
What is early access?
That would have taken a lot of fuel off the
early
fire.
Early access doesn't exist anymore.
That's a bold statement saying, hey, we finally have a main quest line now.
No. They do.
Yeah.
They have one. And it ends. And then now they're adding more to it.
So it's
like a free DLC.
Oh, I see.
Wild Appalachian.
Did you read all of this?
No.
Okay.
Do you
want to skim through it? I hate that the first thing that they're hitting us with is the shittiest thing. Brewing and distilling. Okay, cool. You can make booze. All right, moving on. I can't even what's that word, Bobby? Fashnat?
Sure.
Sure.
It's a parade.
It's a parade.
Fastnatch.
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 Wow.
There's a lot of snatch today in the podcast.
Gotta snatch them all. Then there's survival mode, which is new PvP mode. That's exciting. That changes.
No one was fighting on
April 9th.
On fastest snatch.
Sheer terror. I have no idea what that is.
They're going to have actual vendors. Like you can actually set up shop.
Yeah, but what does sheer terror have to do with that?
I don't know, man.
All right, cool.
Well, we have to wait.
16th, do you get a camera? All right.
Photo-based challenges.
Ever upwards and backpacks. Hey, backpacks, guys.
It's suddenly DayZ.
Dude,
now.
They need legendary backpacks, vendor. Man. You carry so much shit.
All right.
That's not happening until May, though.
All right, literally nothing about this is exciting except for maybe the PvP.
Dude, new vault raids. That's going to be cool because they don't have vault raids. Actually going to a vault and having like a badass raid with a boss. They don't have that. They have the Scorch Beast at the end. You drop the nukes. Comes out, starts attacking the fuck out of everyone. There's like 20 people fighting it up in the air, and it takes like 20 minutes.
Have you launched a nuke?
I haven't, but I've seen it.
Okay. So is it true where like where they land, the earth is dug out and there's good loot where they land? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the one that was very popular, not anymore because they nerfed it, was there was a golf course.
Uh-huh.
And they would nuke the golf course, and then it would just be a bunch of like high level creatures, and everyone you killed, you got a bunch of legendaries. Like every time you just kept on going and going and going, and then
so you would run towards the nuclear explosion.
Yeah. And it's cool because like from the outside you just see like a little sphere, I guess, like a little dome created of like clouds and stuff, and the moment you walk in everything just changes and you start taking radiation
like
damage.
Instant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then,
I like that.
And then you would just run around in circles pretty much just like, you know, just grinding and farming. And that was for legendaries. And it depending where you made the nuke land, it would be different things. Like when you wanted to grind, you make it land on the golf course. You wanted to kill the boss, like the last one, like the Scorch, like that was, you make it land like somewhere on like the corner of the map. And you can like you can pick. And it destroys everything and it changes like the area where it lands.
All right. Well, hopefully it's better next year.
Did you never try it? Like, you never
tried it? No, I played it. I liked it. I just haven't reinstalled it after my new hard drive.
Mm. I was waiting for just...
Can we go back to highlights really quick? I played the beginning of Assassin's Creed Origins again. Just the beginning. I gave it a super shitty review, but on further inspection, it was because of my hardware. I've since upgraded, and I've played the first hour or so. I'm coming off The Witcher, looking for like more Witcher, and obviously that's not what this is. It's a lot of console mechanics and stuff, but mm-hmm. it looks pretty. It looks really pretty, actually. I'm not a big fan of the camel physics. I'm going to tell you that right now. Doesn't feel like I'm riding a real camel. Never rode one in real life, but
I've ridden at least two camels in my life.
Have you?
Yeah. I've ridden a camel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Used to be able to ride them at the San Diego Zoo along with elephants, but that's not really.
Was it on hump day? Hey, all right. Anyway, more on this when I get around to it. I'm so glad I interrupted the whole show for that.
Yep.
Thank you for giving us the review of a 3-year-old game. Next week, Super Mario Brothers and Tetris.
Okay, so a little more Fallout news here. There was a product video leaked on...
Wait, what?
On Amazon.
Ray's eyes. I knew this was going to get him. So this is what's going on Amazon right now.
All right, there's a countdown. Old black and white. Countdown.
That's all you're going to get. But everybody knows what that is. Well, I mean, all Fallout know it. People know. So that's on Amazon right now.
And that's literally all that there is.
Ray's mouth's open, agape.
Okay.
Yeah. So is that
like the instructional video that they show you at the beginning of Fallout games?
Yeah. Okay. Most people are thinking that it's a remastered Fallout 3 or a... but nobody really knows what it is. But it's an Amazon exclusive,
What is it called? What's the name of the tease?
Because it gets attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called product video.
Product video.
Oh, they're so good at teasing.
Yeah, they're so good at teasing.
Yeah.
They build up all this hype. They raise these expectations way up here.
That's what they did with 76.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The hype was better than the game, for sure, on that one.
Even though I still like 76, man. I wish I had like a squad to play with all the time. Then they would be just way more fun. I met a couple people online, but I was just jumping back and forth between, I forgot what other game I was playing that I couldn't really get into it as much. I got to level 50, which is like what you need to get all the legendaries and just, you know, that's level 50 is also when you get all the perks and everything too. When you level, that's like the highest level to get stuff like the cards. And then after that, you just keep getting cards just to add to skills. But it, you know.
But you have a limited amount. Unlimited amount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, 50 points. You can like distribute.
So you're just trying to get better versions of your cards you already have.
Yeah, or that, or you just switch stuff out.
I'll try this out.
Yeah, I'll try this out this time. Or you're like, I want to be melee. I want to be weapon based. I mean, like gun based. It just depends what you want to do. And then you can add.
How many hours did it take you to get to that point where you were just like?
I grinded the crap out of the golf course, so it took me like a day to get to 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just I had a guy help me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got carried. Well, what's it called? Not carried.
I had a guy help me once.
Power level?
Carried. Carried, it's what Danielson does when he gets carried in every game he plays.
What is Daniel playing these days?
He's playing Apex. He's actually good at it.
Really?
He's actually doing the carrying now.
I should play with him. Yeah.
So HoloLens signed up with the U.S. military with a $479 million contract. And the developers are not happy with this. They don't like that their stuff is going to be used to kill people because they want to put it, you know, into helmets. They want to put it into, helmets for pilots as well, ground troops, all this stuff to give them a bunch of information. Well, you know, AR, so to help them fight better. But the crew is not about it. They put an open letter out to the company. And the company wrote back, you know, it's not as bad as you think. And they came back like, no, it's not going to be used to kill people. So who knows? Like, they might be losing. Who knows how many employees are.
Who wants to use this? Like, the government wants to use this, but then Microsoft is like, nah,
Microsoft said yes.
Oh.
the people actually developing it said no.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, then get a new group of developers.
Yeah, but they've been working on it so long, and you know, you're invested, but they already signed the paper. So yeah, they'll probably end up getting new developers if that's what it comes down to. Or put your money where your mouth is and quit. Like, you really mean this. You're not going to work here anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's tricky. It's like, okay, so...
It's understandable the way they feel. I can see it.
It is.
It's like,
but what happens if Russia comes out with them first? Oh, HoloLens first.
Exactly, that's true.
Like, you have to do it.
It's just...
Do you think once you make a HoloLens, other countries aren't going to deconstruct that shit, learn it,
and make
put
a new
it in
one.
An eyeball? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to be in the... So I don't know.
Dude, that's getting so creepy, man. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Later on, you're going to see their people's HP.
Yeah. Above yours, it'd be like 40 after the McDonald's you had.
Oh, dude. I'm dying right now. I'm fucking regretting that.
Yeah.
But, dude, they added bacon.
It looks so good.
They added bacon. It looked
really good.
They added bacon to the quarter pounder, the Big Mac, and then they have.
If you ask for it.
Yeah. And then McDonald's, like the fries, they added cheese and bacon to them.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know, dude. He's killing
killing people.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's supersizing it.
They should bring that back.
Dude, I forgot all about HoloLens.
I know.
It's a thing.
Well, it was becoming popular just in schools, right? That was a thing for like people like
doctors. I don't even think they ever had like working functional. What were the ones that the Oculus had? Out the development kits. Like, did they even like send out any of those? They were so expensive.
Maybe that's how far they went.
They were going to do Minecraft with the HoloLens.
Yeah, they bought Minecraft,
and they were going to do there was for E3. They showed this guy playing with the HoloLens, and then the table just becomes like the Minecraft world, and it just looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, Bobby, it was part of their showcase for it.
It was really cool,
Bobby. Let's check.
Buy it.
Can you buy a HoloLens right now? You can't.
A HoloLens.
You can earn one.
But even if you could, aren't those...
Not can you... Okay.
Okay, 3,000 can buy a Microsoft HoloLens. It's opening up sales of its HoloLens augmented reality headset.
When
Microsoft
2016.
Is positioning HoloLens purely developers. Yeah. Huh. So, okay, $3,000. That's actually not... That's much cheaper than I thought.
Really?
Seems expensive. Yeah, but apparently nobody bought these... Because this is an article from 2-3 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, 2.5 years ago.
There's definitely not one on Amazon. You can just one click.
I think I saw them not that long ago. HoloLens 2.
Oh, shit.
Damn, pre-order that. And those millions of DLG money.
That's pretty nice. Oh, shit. Millions of pennies, maybe. I'm not even sure.
Do they accept Twitch bits? Yeah, it looks like, especially from this video that they're playing here, showcasing it looks like they're marketing it towards professions, not gaming.
Yeah.
People working on cars, people doing heart surgery.
And it makes sense because
people blocking
that's
a
so
stage.
Cool.
Most businesses, I think, still use Microsoft. You know, a lot of them use Office and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that sounds expensive. Like, what if you were doing a play like that and everyone's wearing one? That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
AR is inevitable, I think. But not today. And not for these people.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like VR, too.
Speaking of hardware, I don't have anything to talk about yet, but I've been watching a lot of movies at home, and it's come down to the point where I really need a headset, like a wireless headset with some surround sound in it. So I was looking at those online, and then I was just at a friend's house the other night, and they gave me brand new in the box some Sennheiser RS-170s.
Wow, lucky.
I was like, hey, dude, I've been meaning to give you this for like a year or so. Like, I never used it, and I figured you could use it. And it was just crazy because literally just like a day or two before that, I was on Amazon about to pull the trigger on almost the exact same model. It was like a Sennheiser RS-190, whatever the new version was. So I'm going to check that out this week. I'll use it. I'll get back to you next week, let you know how those are going.
Are they wireless?
Yeah, they're wireless because I want it for watching movies when I sit on the couch. I'll test it out with gaming as well.
What's the retail value for those Sennheisers? I know they're not cheap, especially
for
wireless.
These ones.
Like 200?
For the brand new ones, like the 190 or the 195 that I was looking at, yeah, $200. Mm-hmm. For these ones, they're the older models, so they're probably like 150, 130, yeah, somewhere around there. But yeah, Sennheiser is a great brand, so I'm excited mm-hmm. to check them out.
That's actually my favorite, like, mic brand, too. Well, no, well, Blue is, but headphones. Headphones, Sennheiser has always been my yeah. go-to.
I was shopping around for wireless headphones, I was seriously considering Sennheisers, but I think they were just a little bit too large.
Well,
I wanted something a little bit more discreet.
My gaming headset is just the Sennheiser one. I forgot the model number.
Is it the gaming one?
It was like $300 and something.
Yeah,
$350, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I got it cheaper. It was on sale on Amazon when I got it. But it sounds amazing. It hurts a little bit in the beginning to get adjusted.
Yeah.
But it's not any of those.
373? No.
Yeah, the 373 or the 360 something, where I was looking at those for a while. Is it wireless, though? Those ones aren't wireless.
It's the one on the far left in the picture. Is that one.
Okay.
Are you still using a headset microphone, though?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of it sounds really good.
GSP 500.
Yeah, it sounds really, really, really good. The sound is amazing. The mic, people say I sound good. Like the same as like...
The mic that you use?
Yeah.
That's a great headset then. Mm-hmm.
It sounds amazing.
Like you're on like one of these
quality
mics.
Yeah,
but it's not wireless, and it's got a pretty hefty price tag too. Like, you're paying for that quality.
So the reason I bought this is because the removable cord. Because that's almost always like one of the issues. Like, it bends like the wrong way, and then that's it. You can't use the headset anymore. So you can just remove it, like, and you can replace it. You can get another one.
And pretty nifty.
So and it has two sizes. One for your computer, and then and it has a smaller one if you want to use it, like on a PS4 or something.
Yeah.
On the controller.
I will definitely say once I've gone wireless, I can't go back. I have always complained that my Bose wireless headset, I don't get the as good of a sound quality as maybe a wired headset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my quality of life super exceeds anything like that. And I still hear, in fact, when I'm playing Apex Legends, I get so many extra kills just because I heard something that nobody else heard. Like this one time, when you walk around, it's quieter than running. And I could hear that this guy had heard me looting. And he walked into my building.
You heard him hearing you.
Yeah. So he walked underneath, and I was like, I hear something. Yeah. And so all my teammates, as soon as they heard me say, I hear something, and they're in Thunderdome, and I'm like in the buildings next to it.
Right.
They're like, okay, we're coming over, because I don't know if it's one person or three people. I just hear something. And he was waiting for me at the end of the stairs, crouched with like a peacekeeper. But I also had one. And so as soon as I turned, or I had a... auto or maybe an auto, but I heard him. I knew he was down there, and I jumped down the stairs and I basically blasted him in the face before even landing. It was fun.
Nice.
But I can't
all
stress,
due to sound
all due to sound. So even though my sound quality isn't so great, I think I was joking about like one of my champion games, I left to take a shit one thing I love about having wireless headphones, especially when playing Apex, is that I never do not multitask if I'm queuing up. So like when you, it'll automatically pick the same character that you had from the previous match. And then if you're not jump master, that's an extra 5 minutes just freed up to do whatever.
So you're just running around your apartment doing stuff.
I organize my makeup drawer.
Burpees.
Yeah. Burpees. I will be doing burpees now. And then the wireless headset allows me to make it back to the computer before my team lands. So as soon as I hear them jump, that's when I actually walk back towards the computer. It's pretty fun.
I'm such an audiophile where I just can't use wireless. I just have to. I have to be connected. It's just that part of me.
I know. It's just, and like I said, it's like I am suffering a little bit in audio quality, but not
what
to the
you
point
said you
where,
had Bose headphones, Chi?
Yeah.
Okay. That's quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but not good. To the point where I don't hear things that I should be hearing. Mm-hmm. And then the quality of life, the whole like taking craps mid-game.
I don't know what it is, but it's just
awesome.
The last time I looked into this was the case. I don't know if things have changed, but it's like it's cosmically impossible to make a quality headset wireless and have a mic on it. Like, nobody makes that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the minute you put a mic on it, it's like, we got to make this thing cheap now. Like, I just found nothing out there like that. There were fantastic wireless headsets with no mic. There were great headsets that were wired and had a mic, but there's nothing that was wireless. So that was a big problem that I ran into, and which is why I ended up going with the Audio Technica microphone and just earbuds. I'm using Bose earbuds.
Cool.
All right. Listener questions.
This is funny. Bobby, have you heard this?
Yeah, I saw this. I don't know how well it's going to work, though. Yeah. So Warconius says, request for the next two listener questions. Emilio and Bobby need to swap personalities as if under some sort of magical spell. Do not break character until the two questions are finished. But I don't...
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's going to work in the next two questions.
Let's just go roll the dice.
All right. Well, if you're going to be me, then you have to read the questions.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Oh, man, he can't read. Told you he can't read.
Coming from Admiral Beef, question for last week's podcast.
Can we go back to... the highlights real quick. I just remembered that I played Assassin's Creed, and you know, I only spent about 20 minutes in it, but game of the year.
All right.
That was spot on.
All right. All right. Where were we? We're going to try to move on from that. question from last week's show to you all and Mr. Evans Tweet, which mod are you using to make Anthem not suck so bad? That's what I said. You can take it from here.
What kind of mods are available?
None. He's just fucking with us.
Oh. What a troll question.
Yeah, which mod are you using that's making Anthem like playable?
I don't even know. I'm not going to top the other one. I think I nailed it. I'm going to tip my hat and bow off the stage right, with
so
that.
I'm Emilio again. fuck you, Admiral Beef. And you're stupid. Hey, you didn't play with me, did you? Yeah, that's why.
I think that's what it is. It's playing with friends.
Yeah.
That mod.
Since you don't have any.
You don't have friendship mod.
With your Velcro shoes.
Do you really have Velcro shoes?
No, it doesn't. Velcro. That was fucking mistake. we met Brian at Monkey Paw. San Diego, and
which is gone now.
It's gone now. Yeah, they closed it.
Well, it's downtown, man.
Yeah, like
shit changes.
Coronado Brewing bought Monkey Paw, and then they ran it to the ground. That's pretty much what. That's all they did. Maybe it was on purpose. Mm. And we went, and then it was me, Daniel, Nabi, into this, and then Beef got there. And we were having a couple beers, and then Daniel was like, "Let's take a picture and I'll put it on DLG." And we did. We uploaded the picture, and then. Fastidious just went, holy shit, look at Beef's like shoes. It looks like he's wearing fucking Velcro shoes. And then it just started there. And he wasn't. He was wearing just like the other old man shoe, New Balance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my mom wears those.
So yeah, that's where it started.
So in case you were wondering there, Beef, you wear the same shoes as his mom.
So. Wow.
My mom and my dad wear those now. Like, my dad wore them for a long time, but then the other day when I was over at my parents', I saw my mom's wearing them. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to be wearing those, and that's going to be the moment where I know.
What's funny is my family is definitely Team Nike. The last time we came together.
Dude, Nikes are so comfortable. Like, they're the only shoes I can wear.
Last time we came together, you know how you stick out your shoe or you stick out your hand if you're, like, you're showing off one little thing that's, like, all the same? Mm-hmm. My family did that with our shoes. We were all wearing Nike shoes, like five people, like my brother, my mom, me, my sister. It was we're definitely
now, that
Nike
being
shoe
said
family.
Though I've never worn New Balance. Could put those on and be like, oh my god, this is
yeah wait till you're old, dude.
yeah
they're really, I mean,
they've got
old,
they got balance in the name.
I switched to Adidas. That's my new
dude, they feel like they have the thinnest flap of rubber.
And so came out with Ultra Boost, and that's like his new like sole, like little cushion system. Word. It's amazing.
No, it's a word that they put on the same old plastic.
No, dude, it's like a bunch of little balls smushed together.
Yeah. Smushed.
Is that
a new word?
Smushed TV.
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
Well, what? Let me see your Adidas here.
No, they're...
So they aren't the shell toes.
No. They, so this Ultra Boost thing... Like this thing right here.
Okay, yeah.
It's super comfortable.
It's like styrofoam.
And that's it is, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen those. It is.
And they added to all their like more like pricier shoes, but it's the most comfortable thing. Like they added on like the Yeezys have them, and then the actual Ultra Boost shoes have them, and then these have them. These are the NMDs. And like it's they're just great. I left Nike.
Bobby,
I'll try any shoe that looks cute and is comfortable.
Did I mention the whole Adidas Puma thing on the podcast?
No.
This is a really good podcast by How Stuff Works. Turns out that Adidas and Puma were made by two brothers that had one shoe company before that. They were the first people to ever make athletic shoes, and they were the first ones to ever make cleats. So people were wearing these shoes called, like, whatever the first company was named, like Dadas or something like that. And so this is way back, like 40s or something. And people were winning gold medals with their shoes. So then their company blew up, blah, blah, blah. And then World War II happened, and the Nazis took over their factory and started. They were forced to make bombs for a while. And then after the war, they went back to business. But then one of them got a 16-year-old wife, and she came in and she was like, "This is the way businesses should be done." Blah blah blah. And the other brother's like, "Oh my god! Like, this bitch needs to shut the fuck up." Then they started hating each other. They became two companies instead of one. One made Adidas, the other one made Puma in the same town. And then this is like 80% of all jobs in that town. So half of the town wears Adidas and half of the town wears Puma to this day.
Oh, no. So be caught walking in the wrong neighborhood with their wrong shoes.
Apparently it doesn't get aggressive, but yeah, you know where everybody works in that
town. Fuck your shoes, bitch.
Yeah. And when Mr. Adidas died or was about to die, he wanted to see his brother one more time. Adidas. And Puma guy was just like, "Fuck you, bro. I'm not going to go see you as you're dying."
Damn.
And he died like three months later.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah. It's a really good.
And he was wearing Pumas.
Aww.
And I'm wearing Pumas.
No, I said, and he died. The Adidas guy died wearing Pumas. And I was like, aww. Then he hated himself forever.
The end. True. That's how it ended.
Where did we leave off here? Okay. Me likey pew. Me likey pew pew. Yes. So he had a long question. It looks like you've summarized it here. He had kind of a long drawn out question posted in the Discord, basically saying that he was thinking about moving to San Diego, but heard that it was very expensive to live out here, and wants to know if he can make it on about 50K income. Now he's going to be moving out with his girlfriend, though.
So joint.
You can live comfortably with 50K.
Yeah, if it's joint,
Like, I have a friend that was scoping out San Diego, and I said, if you want to live alone, minimum 52,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At least around there. Mm-hmm. And you can get by living alone.
Yeah, but you choose to live by the beach, which is a lot more expensive. There are cheaper parts. You could live, you know, where I grew up in East County, and that's going to be a lot cheaper.
Which is in San Diego, though.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you can live just like outside of
the Devil's Armpit.
San Diego adjacent.
Yeah.
Like City Heights is way cheaper.
And
there's some non-ghetto areas. Like not too.
And there's
ghetto
areas that are being gentrified as well.
Yeah, like Barrio Logan's like nice now. It's crazy.
It's not nice now. It's getting there though, for sure.
Some, like a lot of the houses are getting remodeled, like really, really, really nice.
Yeah, there's lots of cheap options around the San Diego area where you can live. It just kind of depends on what you're comfortable with. And if you're, you know, if you're coming from a more rural area, then maybe East County would be more to your liking as well. And you're still pretty close to, you know, downtown.
If you wear a MAGA hat, you want to be out.
Yeah. Go to Santee.
Yeah, pretty much.
That they used to call it Clan T. That's how bad it is.
They still do. But anytime everyone's like, "I was thinking of moving to San Diego," I'm like, yes. The answer is yes. Whatever comes after, dude, just do it.
Like, it's off. It's fucking awesome over here. It's getting less awesome with the traffic. Everybody figured it out.
Yeah, the traffic sucks. Dude. Yeah. The traffic. It's weird because I'm old enough now to notice how bad the traffic's gotten. Like, especially since I've been working at the same site for like 8-9 years now, like, I have noticed how my daily drive is taking longer and longer. And now I just sound like all the other old people that are just like, in the 70s, I could drive to the beach in 5 minutes.
You know? Back when I had a moving business, I moved this black chick into this, it's not Santee, it's another one of those.
Lakeside.
Yeah. Oh, I moved her into Lakeside, and I was like, "Why'd you move out here?" She's like, "Oh, I'm moving for Texas, and I have biracial kids, and I want to get away from any." I was like, "Oh." I literally told her, I was like, "You just moved into Little Texas." Like,
yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, the only parts of Texas I've been to have been the very populated ones, but yeah. I've spent a lot of time in Lakeside, and it is not uncommon to see people with, you know, swastikas, iron crosses, eagles, yeah. tattoos. Like, wow. It's pretty common out
there. Have you not been out there?
Yeah.
No, I've only lived in expensive parts of San Diego, unfortunately, so I don't know anything.
So I drive Lyft on the weekends, and sometimes, it's been twice, but like, the weird one is I was picking up someone in Lakeside, and I get there, the guy doesn't get in my car, and he just locks on the window, and I'm like, okay, and I roll down the window, I'm like, what's up? And the guy looks at me, he's like, Ronaldo? And I'm like, yeah. You Mexican? Yeah. Thank you. And he just like walks away, and it just canceled ride.
Wow.
That was it. And I was like, oh shit, thanks for the $5 for the cancellation, but still, dude, what the fuck, bitch?
That's horrible. Bugle Lakeside. I'm so sorry.
Hey, should we take a field trip out to Lakeside?
Oh my God.
Bobby, can you act as our boss?
Can you? No, just wear a wife beater.
Here's the thing, dude. I don't feel comfortable going down to Mexico if I'm not with you guys. You guys probably don't feel comfortable going down to Lakeside unless you're with me. Yeah, dude, I had friends who lived in a trailer park in Lakeside, so I was out there getting wasted all the time. I know Lakeside, dude. I remember going out to parties when I was in high school in that town, and all of a sudden the fucking skinheads would just show up, and it was like, oh, party's over, because you know the cops are just 5 minutes behind.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude. The fuck that. That's why I moved Lakeside? The fuck out of there.
The worst thing about Lakeside, no lake.
No, there's no lake. Really? It's all desert.
Yeah, there's a lake.
I know. Yeah. I've never seen it. Yeah. I couldn't get past the racism.
That's in downtown.
Somebody told me, I'm still learning a lot about San Diego, even though I've been out here 5 years, but somebody told me that they lived in Paradise Hills. I'm like, Paradise Hills?
PH.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's right up here.
It's
Chula
Vista.
It's
National City.
Yeah,
National City.
National City.
Dodge. So let's see. Borconius is saying in chat, how is real estate in San Diego, like a one bedroom downtown?
Ooh, 25.
Oh boy.
$2,500 for a one bedroom.
Oh, for rent.
Yeah. Rent.
Oh, that's how much rent? See, I haven't rented for $2,500. That's what
for
I could be getting for my
downtown?
Place?
Yeah. For a one bedroom? Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like 19 to 2,000 for a studio and like a nice little, like, because now they call them like tech. Like apartments or whatever, because they are like
amenities.
They have all this cool shit though. It's amazing. You don't need a gym membership. You know, you don't need anything else. Like everything's there. You know, so it's pretty cool.
But do you want to live downtown?
No,
I wouldn't because of the traffic.
No,
and the parking tickets. Oh my God, the parking.
But
tickets.
But you can walk most places.
Well,
most places will tell you, like, if you see any postings for rent or buying downtown, they will tell you on street parking. Like that's the first question anyone asks. Says, parking sucks down there, especially during baseball season.
One more tip on this. It's expensive, but Mission Valley, if you can live there to begin with, every freeway
intersection there.
You can be anywhere in San Diego in 10 to 20.
Mission Valley.
But if it rains, Mission Valley is the first one where they got to bust out the sandbags.
That's where the San Diego River is.
Yeah. I don't recommend Mission Valley because that's where I started off, I think, the first 2.5 years I lived out here, because there's no actual personality in Mission Valley.
There's none.
Mm-hmm. I did not understand what San Diego was until I finally
That's so funny
moved.
That you said that. Like, literally a week ago, my piano teacher was like, talking about it, and he's like, everyone from San Diego knows you don't live in Mission Valley.
Exactly.
Like, the people living in Mission Valley are the people who have not been in San Diego for a long time.
Well, it's like the suburbs, but it's not the suburbs. You know, it's like, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's so
the middle of San Diego.
It's a suburbs for single people that just live on the, I don't know, like a condo or an apartment or something.
It's got very nice amenities, so.
If you're worried about money, OB is a nice place.
Yeah. And honestly, Chula Vista's got some really nice parts too.
And like,
Where I'm at.
Saying that as a white guy, like, it's like I wouldn't mind living down this way.
Yeah, pretty much. OB is too beach bum for me though.
Oh yeah, beach is expensive. OB is nasty.
Yeah, it's like it's not that expensive to live there, but I feel like I don't have to shower ever if I live in OB.
Bonus.
Yeah, so you save water. Wait, never mind, it's cheap to go to OB.
Yeah, just take a bath on the beach.
On upstairs.
Right. I don't know, dude. Like, everyone's showering together right now. For like the last half hour.
You guys don't? We're saving water.
Yeah. I showered before I came. I'm good.
Next question from Jens. A comment. Other than Chad coming back, Bobby uninstalling HOTS is the best thing that could have happened to the podcast. Will 2019 be the year when we finally get to hear about some of those 7,000 games? Probably not, man. It's like, not only did I quit HOTS, it's like, it's just killed my desire for games in general. Like, I can't play like all just the onslaught of new stuff that just comes out. It's like, I got to find something special about a game that really compels me to play it. And on this week, I mean, aside from Nitro Type, like I was talking about.
Oh, Bobby, we're recessing.
I can't believe he came with Steve. Nitro Type.
I said aside from Nitro Type, like I was talking
Anthem.
About.
Apex, dude, I played this dope-ass typing game.
It's so,
we're starting a DLG clan.
It's so
going to be awesome.
Because that's why I'm addicted to Apex Legends. It's the first game in a very long time that brings out that competitive edge and the replayability of Counter-Strike. I've played PUBG. I've been hooked on PUBG, but it's not, thank God, it's not nothing like PUBG. So that's why I like Apex, because you kind of have more control over what type of gaming dynamic you want when you land in BR. You're not so much a victim to RNG as you are in
I wonder
Apex,
what's going like. To happen with Battlefield 5 BR when that comes out. Like, now they have this to look at. They probably went, oh, shit, scrap everything. Yeah. Fuck that. All right, it's not coming out till 2020.
I mean, it's Battlefield. They got to have one every year, right?
Yeah.
It's on the same Call of Duty cycle.
It's the only way to compete with them, I guess.
I don't know. Without HOTS in the picture, yeah, I'm sure I will start getting into some interesting things, but I can't guarantee it's going to be anything anybody wants to hear about. You know, could more Nitro Type or you know, boring point-and-click adventure games from 2003 or something, you know? So, you know, don't get your hopes up is what I'm saying. All right, next question from Duck. Personal pubic hair grooming, shaved, groomed, or wild?
Oh, I thought this said public. I was like, oh, no, he went there with that question.
right to it.
Maybe once a month I'll take the weed whacker to it just to get rid of the craziness, and that's about it.
I have a recurring membership at my salon. Ooh. So,
can I get personal?
They do everything.
See, yeah. I saw a comedian talking about whether or not you, when you go to the waxer, you're talking about the waxer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not you go baby style, like you're getting changed, your diaper changed, or if you go doggy style. I guess that's a thing.
Baby style.
Doggy style? Oh, like
baby
the butthole?
I like baby style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, some girls go doggy style, and I don't know. It just seems.
What's doggy style?
Baby style is just easy because you don't really have to move.
Gotcha.
What? I'm confused.
You don't know how ladies' parts work.
Yeah. What? Don't we all have penises?
We're talking about ladies.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Especially since they hit you. They hit you with the baby powder, too, after they're done. So that's totally baby.
So, like, they have you bent over and they just, like.
Yeah, but no,
she doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, so baby style.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah. Oh, man. Damn.
Jesus.
You see, now the legs go here. Bobby? I have two sideburns going down my nuts.
No, I'm not a fan of body hair in any way. David Spade's recent book, he was talking about this because the book is about him just being old. It's called A Polaroid Guy in a Snapchat World or some shit like that. But he's talking about just how over the decades, the public opinion on pubic hair has just gone back and forth. And like, if you don't know David Spade, he's always been about the younger ladies. I mean, not like underage, but you know, he dates
not
people
R. Kelly.
Not R. Kelly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's an adjective now.
Yeah, we can say it. But he's always dated women that are much younger than him, and he says he gets different reactions from girls when they talk about that. Like, some of them are just like, "Ooh, that's gross. You want me to look like an underage girl and shave it?" And then, like, sometimes girls are just like, "Oh, that's disgusting. You want me to have a big old gnarly bush?" So he doesn't know what to.
I don't mind, by the way. Just letting anyone know, I don't care.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
That'll be an issue. That'll be a point of contention.
Sometimes I want that fro. Sometimes I don't want that fro. It just depends. Sometimes I want to floss my teeth. Sometimes I don't want to floss my teeth. You know what I mean?
Variety is the spice of life.
Mm-hmm.
There was that scene in The Sopranos where the guy got out after like doing his 25 years, and he's like, and he's at the strip club with his buddies, and he's like, I just can't do it. They're like a bunch of teenagers. I don't get it. But it's all shaved down there. I don't know. Do you guys remember that scene?
No. I didn't watch The Sopranos.
No, I never watched it.
I'm too old.
Mm. Yeah, dude. All those people are dying now that were on The Sopranos. What's up with that? Like,
they're old, man.
I know.
Just like how we're getting Italians. Old, dude.
Okay. Next up, I think we answered this last week, didn't we? From Dofo. What advice do you have for gamers to suffer from backlog guilt? Yeah. No, we definitely did.
Okay.
All right. Gee, you could answer that, though. You didn't. You
How about Cricket?
Week.
Cricket has one there. Cricket Soldier.
No, well, he, oh, shit. I almost missed that one. Yeah. Dude, you got to learn how to control Shift V on this. So this is all the same type font here.
I do control spacebar. That's not it?
No, control V will to copy paste. But if you do control Shift V, it'll ignore any formatting.
Shift V.
Yeah. Okay. So that way, this all looks like normal type, and it's not like super tiny here.
Okay.
Anyway, so Cricket Soldier says, thoughts on Humble Bundles. Are they worth getting for $10 a month, or does it just fill your inbox with a bunch of crap nobody wants? I mean, they're great deals.
Both.
They are great deals. Don't get me wrong. The $10 subscription is a great deal, and they've got quality games. They aren't going to throw a bunch of crap at you, but you're never going to play all those games. Yeah. That's the other side of it, too.
I say you could always buy Humble Bundles. I think it's like a per transaction type of thing. I would never do a recurring subscription.
No, because if you do a Humble Bundle, and once it comes out, you can't get it anymore. So you have to get it before without knowing what it's going to be.
They'll leak the big game.
The big games, yeah.
As kind of a teaser, like, hey, get it now, and you'll get, you know,
this game for $10.
Yeah, this game for $10, and then five more that you don't know what they're going to be.
I finally ended my subscription last month because I was just getting a lot of the games. I was just giving them away because I already had them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the first 6 months, everybody's like, holy shit, look at these bundles.
Yeah.
And the last 6 months,
I got over it. Yeah.
They have the subscription, but then they have the bundles also that you can get. And those are great deals too. And those are just like on demand. They come up, you buy them or not.
A la carte.
Yeah.
Well, not like, really. Okay, what was this month's? Let's find out what this month
was. Yeah, I'm
pulling
it up right now here.
And let me see if I'm going to be sad about it.
Earth Defense Force.
Don't give a fuck. See, I'm so happy.
Vermintide Collector's Edition. Cultist Simulator, I've been hearing about. So those are the three that they're leaking. And then four more.
Vermintide 2 is probably worth $10.
Scroll all the way down.
Yeah, but who doesn't have Vermintide? Oh, that's Vermintide 2.
Scroll down.
I don't have that.
All right. Let's see. What was January?
January.
See, that's why I canceled, because I was getting the Division, and I was like, I have everything for the Division. I already have Sniper Elite, and I just stopped.
Yeah.
I got Yakuza Free, some other.
I like Rock of Ages 2, and I like that other one.
Yeah, they for sure have good games, but chances are you already have some of them, and you're just never going to have enough time. Like, you're going to burn through these games in a month. Yeah. Nah.
Unless you want the 10% off, and you buy all your games from the Humble Bundle website, and you like donating money, then yeah, I guess for those 10% off, but other than that, no.
Yeah, personally, I would not sign up for a subscription. I almost regret getting the Origin Access Premier subscription as well.
Why? Because you're not playing anything?
Because I'm not really playing any of those games, and I don't really own them, so if I don't have the subscription, I can't play them anymore.
Well, you got to work at 3 or 4?
I work at 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, buying games online is kind of a fallacy anyway. We don't really own those games or physical copies of them. We're basically just renting for life on their, you know,
whenever they want,
graces.
They can take them away.
What is the law, Bobby?
Well, not only that, but I saw a really interesting video on this where it's not, because they're never going to be like, okay, we're just going to pull this game and take it away from you. That's very unlikely to happen. But the way that games are headed in this, you know, you buy them online and their games as a service, they can change them however they want, and you can't really do anything about that. You can't return it. Like, you know, in the old days, you buy a game, you get it on a cartridge. That's the game right there. It's not going to change. That has its bad sides. It can't be updated, patched, or whatever, but also has its good sides. It's never going to change. You know, that Final Fantasy III is always that Final Fantasy III for you. But now it's just like, I bought this game for $60 after so many patches and updates and people complaining on Reddit. Now it's this thing I don't like. So it's just the landscape of gaming that's changing.
And due to the licensing, however it works legally, Bobby, what happens when you die? Can you like give that to somebody, or do you have any idea?
I don't think so. No, I don't think you can.
They die with you.
Yeah. I mean, you give someone your password before you die or something.
Mm-hmm. Part of your will.
W9.
And I, Bobby, give all 8,000 games now. Wait, no. By the time you die, you have like 30,000.
I don't know. Like, maybe there's a way where you can get access to that. I think you can get access to people's accounts if they're deceased. I'll put it in my will. Somebody's getting it. Can't let all that shit go to waste. All right. Next question. I think our last one from Curd the Ape. Curd the Apex. He changed it. I don't understand this. Warconius Emilio.
Yeah, I think he was. He was.
Oh, he was responding to.
Yeah. But it is also its own question.
Okay. Vice versa. What does he do that bugs me the most, and why does he
do
it?
So you as me complain about me, and the vice versa.
Okay. I'm confused. This is so
confusing. So when you guys enacted as each other, you basically...
I think maybe we did that.
I think Bobby did do that, where Emilio just...
All over the place.
Backtracks, yeah.
If I were to guess, it would be like... We try to play video games together, and his dog is barking, and he has to go get a drink, and then he has to piss, and then an hour has passed, and all my gaming time is up. I think that it would be something like that for Bobby, but yeah. Without emotion. He has to piss, and then his dog
barks.
More
monotone. Yeah. So, I don't know. For Emilio, it would be that... He doesn't play Anthem with me. That's the big complaint right now.
Look at that Subnautica fucking monster.
It was free, man. We all have Subnautica. You grabbed it for free.
Yeah.
On Epic.
Although I don't have Below Zero. Because I want to check that out again. You know, Minnie's been playing that, I noticed. Below Zero? I think so.
What's that?
That's the new expansion.
Yeah. Not expansion, right?
Oh, was it a standalone? Yeah, it is a standalone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't have it. Below Zero.
Cost money.
$20. Dang. Yeah, early access.
Early access.
Oh, so it's just like a sequel.
It's like Subnautica on an ice planet, more monsters, you know, some improvements here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great.
I'm sure it's great, too.
I still got to get through the first Subnautica, though. I was having a blast with that.
Words right out of my mouth.
But, well, you know what I was thinking about, too, with the, because I guess we're moving on to, like, what we're playing next week. I mentioned puzzle games, point-and-click adventures. What was that game by that guy who was really weird, and I bring him up all the time? He made Braid. Jonathan Blow. What was the puzzle game he made?
Oh, The Watcher? The Witness.
Witness, yeah. That game's been, like, calling to me, because I played a little bit of it, and I'm like, this is a really cool game, but then I was just probably, like, back to HOTS or something like that.
Chad's account, he has it.
No, I have the game.
Oh.
Yeah. There so I may get into that, but yeah, I'm in the mood for a puzzle.
Oberdin?
Oberdin, that's a good call, too.
All right.
How many times? Yeah. Week after week, I might get into that.
It really depends on the time. Like, this week would have been Metro Exodus if I had time to game, but... Yeah. I'm not going to start a 13-hour game and only play 2-3 hours of it.
You know? I don't know how Wargroove would play as a multiplayer. I know it's multiplayer online. I don't know where they would put another player.
What would play as multiplayer?
Wargroove?
Wargroove, yeah.
I don't know. The way I was playing it, like, it doesn't seem there's any space for another player, but whatever.
Of all the streams I watched, I never saw anyone playing multiplayer on that game.
Yeah. What do you play next week?
I want to play more Anthem, actually. That's what I want to play.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if I should check out more Anthem or just continue to play a lot more Apex.
Maybe if you play with us, and then that way you can actually, like...
You don't want to play with
us. Oh, shit. fuck that shit.
You know what? I think I'm a really good teammate on Apex, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
And then, like...
I was seeing you. I saw all good plays.
Yeah, and then what... And then not only that, I really want to get better at getting more kills. In
it's important.
Apex? No, yeah, it's important. But
what else is there, really?
I actually play a lot of Lifeline, so my priority is reviving people. Yeah. So I may not be.
She heals faster than everybody else.
Yeah,
right?
She heals faster than everyone else, and Lifeline is. She's got such a small hitbox. She's actually her survivability is really high. But I want to go from like a lower average, from like maybe average three something kills per game. To over 10.
She's
and over 10?
Yeah, over 10. Not all the time, because sometimes the game doesn't set you up to do that. But I would, or to get at least, actually, it's more damage. I would rather get more damage per output per game.
Yeah,
so over 1,000 per game is like my goal.
The only reason why these streamers get so many kills is because all the stream snipers jumping in front of them.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why. If not, you jump in a game, you get the max.
They're also playing very aggressively.
No, dude, but you see everyone land. Like, they follow them, and they're all the only land with them, and then, you know, they have great
aim. Playing on a longer delay, too.
Yeah.
And it really just depends on the match, too. I love landing in Skulltown, so... No matter what, you're always competing at least with one or two other squads for the loot. So there's always an early fight. And generally people will flock there because of all the gunfighting going on. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you get the extra kills too. It's just sometimes you'll even feign a gunfight. And that, or when I'm lifeline and I drop a supply crate, it will attract people. Yeah. And I'll do that on purpose, mm-hmm. In order to just provoke a gunfight, because that's where the fun is, just
for sure.
killing another squad.
And yeah.
I prefer looting through dead bodies than I do.
I get going bored through looting. The map. I get bored looting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's a wrap.
I'll do my commercial now. Made a salsa company. It's not even a salsa. We didn't know what to call it. It's not a hot sauce or a salsa. It's some sort of oily, seedy thing. If you go to insidious.com with the word seed in it, that's insidious, you'll see our website. I think we did a pretty good job on it. I'm happy with how it came out. Don't go to shop and buy anything yet. Email me at sales@insidious.com. We're trying to get the... Right now, it's going to cost you $7.50 on a $10 jar to get one. So we're trying to get that cost down. I'm talking to different sales people. But really, we have to go from glass jars to plastic jars, I think, is the only way. You know, it's a small business. We're making mistakes. Our glass jars, like, add so much weight. So we have to bring that way down. Because who's going to pay $7.50 on a $10 purchase? No one. But luckily, people are ordering. It's a fantastic product. I wouldn't have got behind this. I never thought that I'd be doing a lot of small businesses. I never thought I'd be getting into the food space, but this thing is so good. I'm addicted to it. I eat it almost every day. Mm-hmm. It goes on practically anything.
Ray got some on his fingers randomly.
I know.
Ray, you've had it?
Yeah, you like love it.
Yeah, you love it.
There's some right there.
It's all over the house, really.
Yeah.
Anybody that tries it gets addicted right away.
It's really good.
It's delicious.
It adds flavor, texture, and spice.
Yeah.
Flavor, texture, and spice. Like, what adds texture to anything?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of all the seeds. Anyway, I think you'll like it, and hit me up.
You got to give me a couple cans. Then. I'll promote it at my bar.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, not many. And myself.
This is Ray, everybody.
Insidious titties, baby.